The new firm occupying the former Harbor Crown processing plant says business has been healthy since it reopened the shuttered plant this year. Baring Fisheries, a partnership between Copper River Seafoods and the CU Alaska Corporation, announced the joint venture last summer. Production started in January, and since then, General Manager Rocky Caldero says the plant is carving a niche for itself by serving the small vessel fleet.
Everybody else is very big, so we want to focus more on the smaller fleet, because there's a lot of fish out there for the smaller fleet. But when it gets when it's time for pollock season, the other plants, their main focus is going to be on pollock, and our main focus is going to be on everything else.
Everything else being commercial crab species, Pacific cod, black cod, halibut, and rockfish. The plant isn't certified in the American Fisheries Act, so it can't process pollock. But that's okay, says Caldero. Instead, the business model is based on capitalizing on the untapped potential for smaller vessels working out of Unalaska and Dutch Harbor.
With us being here and new harbor coming online, there's going to be people moving out here, working their way out here and fishing more heavily, because there's a lot of quotas that's not even tapped into. There's a lot of jig fisheries around here that are being done. Can retain some longline boats. There's, a home for them, a place for them to dock, and a place like us to process.
Right now, things are relatively quiet, but Caldero says that when its lines are running, it can process about 80,000 pounds of halibut a day. And the plant is gearing up for Golden King Crab in August. At its peak, the plant employs about 100 workers, though during these quiet periods, that number is just above 30. The plant property is leased by the Unalaska Corporation. The original plant had been built by Harbor Crown Seafoods in 2003, but that venture failed, with the firm going bankrupt and shutting down for good in 2009.